KPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Hot in Hollywood is powered by Planet Fitness, the No Judgment Zone. All right, so we talked a little bit about Coachella yesterday because the first weekend was this past weekend. And there's a couple more tidbits that are now popping out from that event experience that I think we need to cover. So first of all, Justin Bieber's in the audience during Ariana Grande's set.
Oh.
And yes, she did a lot of stuff with NSYNC, which we'll get to in just a minute because we have more about that as well. But Justin Bieber's there, you know, watching Ariana Grande. He actually yesterday tweeted a video and it said, "Amazing show, Ariana Grande, super proud of you," which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you've heard of sort of up-and-comer Billie Eilish, she's you may have heard her songs probably on like a sister station of ours, 97X, but she's sort of in that world of she's new and upcoming, and people love her so much, they want to sort of keep her protected and give her all the benefits of being a celebrity without having the pitfalls. So anyway, apparently, Billie Eilish's first love was Justin Bieber. Like, she was in love with him coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there watching Ariana Grande's set, and they made an arrangement so that she got to meet him right in the middle of Coachella.
Oh.
So he tweeted the video of them meeting, and she freaked out. Like, think about any normal one of us who got to meet Justin Bieber. Like, that was her idol, and she never met him before. So it was just a really cool moment for Justin, honestly, not only to compliment Ariana without being creepy, but then also to show love to Billie Eilish, who is his biggest fan.
It's amazing to think that in, what, 10 years that we've had Justin Bieber, that he is now sort of like the
inspiration.
Like the father. Not the father, but like the young father of pop music. And he's now saying, "Hi, little Billy. Come on, let me help you. Let me teach you the ropes."
Right. I just thought it was a really cool moment for him. Now, let's also talk Ariana Grande's set, because we told you she actually pulled NSYNC back together to perform with her, minus Justin Timberlake. And they did Tearing Up My Heart. And in case, I don't think we had this clip yesterday, but if you just want to play a little bit of it. All right, so she's up there performing with all the guys minus Justin Timberlake, but he actually tweeted all of them with his congratulations. He posted a picture of his, you know, former bandmates with Ariana and said, "You guys killed it last night."
Do you think it's one of those situations where you have to say great job?
Yes.
Because you know that everyone
people
else is going to be like, "Justin, where were you? What's going on?" He's like, "Ugh, all right, somebody send me a photo of them together."
Yes. Send me an old pic.
And let me tweet.
Exactly. And honestly, after all the hype that they got performing with her, apparently NSYNC minus Justin Timberlake might be ready to go on tour and record some new music. Of course, they'd love for Justin Timberlake to come along, but they're sort of tired of waiting for him to get on board. But I'm saying, can you actually have NSYNC as a reunion without Justin Timberlake?
You can. I mean, if I were them, I wouldn't expect to break any new records
or,
you know, let's make new songs. I would just go on the circuit, make some money, have something to do, and
maybe,
who knows? And Justin will come out every now and then when he can.
Right.
And that'll be a special show. And call it a day.
Maybe what they can do is, like, pair up with, you know, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And, or, like, New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, and have, like, a super tour like they have been doing. And just,
that
you
would
know,
be smart.
That would be better, I feel like.
I
love Chris Kirkpatrick,
listen,
man.
They can do it on their own. It's fine.
Joey Fatone over there slinging hot dogs in Orlando. Oh, that's really great. We got some interesting news from Bebe Rexha yesterday. She revealed that she's bipolar. She tweeted, "For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. And now I know I'm bipolar. And I'm not ashamed anymore. That is all." And then she said, you know, parentheses, "crying my eyes out." She said, "I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I just want you to accept me."
No, I listen. No one feels sorry. I'm happy. And just another piece of the conversation as we continue to talk about mental health.
Absolutely.
I and love that. Good for her.
Once you figure out what's happening with you, you can not only heal, but sort of become an advocate for others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 7:04. And after Guilty Pleasure Friday at Franklin Manor this past week, Holly drunkenly hurt herself at home.
I sure did.
But what did the alcohol make her do? We got to find out in two songs.